What we are doing now actually is more like a continental World AIDS Day commemoration rather than just a national. You know, we've had this kind of thing done in Rwanda, and last year it was in South Sudan, and this is the third time we're doing it outside the AU Commission. And we are doing it here at Victoria Falls.
So from what you saw happening today, would you say that Zimbabwe has made any strides in the fight against HIV/AIDS?
Oh, yes, they did. You will recall that Zimbabwe was one of the first, I think in 1999, to establish a national trust fund, you know, for HIV/AIDS. And I understand, you know, between, say, the last 7 years or so, they have collected more than $150 million out of that fund. Half of the money they use for antiretroviral therapy, you know, for the Zimbabwean nationals that are HIV, living with HIV. And in fact, I should say they're actually doing very well. You know, we're surprised today by a lot of activities, different activities, you know, towards the HIV/AIDS in terms of prevention. They're doing a lot of emphasis on prevention, of which half the amount I just told you is being spent on.
Speaking about the Abuja Declaration, would you say most of the countries or some of the countries on the African continent are adhering to that Abuja Declaration?
Well, everybody talks about the 15%, you know, of national expenditure going on health services that we are supposed to attain, which was originally what the Abuja Declaration was all about. Now, quite a number of African countries have either achieved that or doing very well coming to that level. But what that 15% figure has done is that it has actually improved, you know, the funding on AIDS in most of these countries.